Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders in the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My guest, Maria Valcasi, director of Fitu International Tourism Fair, discusses next year's edition of the travel show, slated for 19th to 23rd January 2022. She tells me the organizers have instituted measures to host an event in a safe and responsible manner. Over 70 countries have so far confirmed their participation at the event. Good afternoon again to the podcast, and it's good to have you on the show. Now, ahead of next year's FITU, if you can introduce yourself to my listeners now. Yes.
Okay, good afternoon. I am Maria Valcarce. I'm the director of FITU, the International Tourism Fair organized by IFEMA Madrid and held in Madrid every year.
Okay. Now, for those who don't know FITU, I mean, obviously FITU is the biggest show that begins the year. Can you tell us more about FITU?
Well, FITU is a very important tourism show. It is very international. We are one of the main touristic fairs in the world. And our main feature is that we are the hub with Latin American countries. We have participation. Usually we put together more than 160 countries, and we of course have participation of a lot of professional visitors from all over the world. But what is a feature that is different in our case is how important we are related to the connection of Latin America with the rest of the world. Of course, we also have participants from all over the world. We have a pavilion for Africa, for Asia, and for Middle East, and a very important presence of the Spanish destinations too.
Excellent. Now, the last 2 years has been a very difficult year because of the pandemic. And last year, you went ahead to organize FITU, even in that extraordinary circumstance. You know, yes. Ahead of the event, what do you think has gingered you to even come out again to organize this year's event in the same calendar year?
Well, in fact, we've been lucky in a way because we could celebrate the 2020 edition because this about the pandemic was just after the end of our show, since we celebrate at the end of January. So we had the 2020 edition with very, very good results. In fact, it was the record of the decade for FITU in number of countries and so exceeding surface and all the data. And then when we started with 2021, we first thought that we were going to be able to celebrate it in January. But then we all know how it developed, the pandemics. And we finally could celebrate the show in May in a different date, but we had a very successful edition. It was, of course, an edition with a smaller participation, but it was very important because we proved to the world that it was possible to organize events in a safe way. We developed very strict protocols regarding the tests, the COVID test, and we could do it in a safe way. We have a very special ventilation system in our pavilions that allow us to renovate the air every 20 minutes, and we have filters, and so we have an atmosphere which is safe, and also we had controls of temperature, distance, I mean, a very strict protocol that included that we asked everybody to have a negative COVID test. And we could do it. It was very successful. The people was very happy that they could see each other and start talking about business. And we had a very satisfying report of all the activities that were developed during the show. And towards this year, this next year, 2022, we are celebrating Fitur. We are having a very much more important edition than the one of 21st. We are having 8 pavilions occupied with a lot of destinations from Spain and all over the world. We are going to be much more international than in 21. Nowadays, we have confirmed the participation, the official participation of 70 countries around the world. And we have a lot of companies, private companies, that are coming back to the show after the 21 edition, which was a little weaker. And we have an edition that is going to be very much similar to the editions before the pandemic. So we, of course, will develop a very strict protocol also. This time we are going to ask for the vaccination proof to European countries, that since we have a kind of passport that the Spanish country is going to ask to cross the frontier.
Okay, now I mean, sorry, I missed the last, you know, the last bit of it, but we are talking about European passports. But for an international event like Fitur, which is very, global event, for people who are not having a European pass and they have their national, the vaccination card and processes, how do you deal with it?
Yes, I was saying that for the people that come from outside the European Union, Spain as a country will establish a control on the borders. So you know that depending on the country, they ask for a test to fly, or it depends on the country. And we will apply the same criteria. So if you come from a country that you are asked to have a PCR negative to fly to Spain, then Fitur will ask you to prove that you have exactly the same thing that has been asked to cross the border. So we will be no more strict than the country is to enter the country.
Okay, but I suppose that Spain, as a leading tourism destination, they've taken a number of things into consideration to help restart tourism. As the minister said during the General Assembly, and then the Prime Minister as well. Now, let's go to next year's event. You spoke briefly about it. What are the unique things or the new features that you're going to add to this, the 2022 edition of Fitur? Can you tell us some few unique things for next year's event?
Well, we are going to have a big show this time, as I have already said, and we are going to have new content in every and each of the sections that we display in the show. You know, we have a special section for the MICE tourism. We have another one for the screen tourism, for health tourism. We have a lot of specialties that have their own section within the show, and we are going to develop every one of them. And also we will have a new section this year for cruises. We are starting with some activities for the general public. This is going to happen during the weekend then. And next year, in 23, we will develop a more complete section for cruises that will include also the professional side of the section. But a new section of this year is this one of Fitur Cruises. And then our guest country or our partner country this time will be the Dominican Republic. Our partner is going to have a beautiful stand with a lot of shows and a lot of news. And in general, we have people that attend will find a Fitur that it is very, very similar to the Fiturs that we have been celebrating before the pandemic, which is a very good news, because this means that we are going to be able to help on this trail to recovery that we all need and that world tourism need to find.
Okay, now as we wrap up our conversation, let's look at Africa. Because you've been growing your African participation, what is it that this time around Fitur is going to offer the African participants, or what they have to offer at Fitur?
Well, we have been trying to develop the African participation in the last years together with the World Travel Organization, because we've been organizing together the Investor Program, and this has proved to be a very good tool to increase the participation of African countries in the show. In this moment, we are talking with the World Travel Organization to see the way of celebrating this edition of the Investor. We still don't know if it's going to be hybrid or online, which part of it is going to be face-to-face. We have to close all these features of the Investor of next year, and we will soon have news about that. For us, it is very important to have the African countries in the show. They are all invited to come. And this year it has a little difficulties for some of them due to the pandemics, but of course the show is open to all of them, so they are very, very much welcome. And I think that participating in Fitur gives the African countries a very good opportunity to make business with all the travel agents and tour operators that are bringing visitors from Europe and Asia and America to African countries. I think that the African continent has a very, very important challenge with the development of tourism. And in general, it is a continent that has worked very hard for sustainability, and is an example for many other countries in the way that they are developing the sector with regards to the sustainability criteria. So their participation in Fitur is also a good example for other countries. So we hope that a lot of countries are coming to the show this year and in next years to give them the support of Fitur in the development of their touristic industries.
Okay, now finally, as a leading, like I said earlier, Fitur is a major start of the tourism season. And luckily for you, you have Fitur in 2020 before the pandemic, because you start the year. And then even for 2021, when it was challenging, you still had it, even though you changed the calendar. But do you think that as the world look to restart, with a new Omicron variant and all of that, what's your position on how we can restart tourism in the midst of this new variant?
Well, you know, there's a lot of experts talking about this, and well, I don't dare to give them advice. What I see is that well, we are part of the industry. Since we, as IFEMA, organizers of Fitur, are a key player in MICE tourism. And MICE tourism is one of the segments of the industry that gives a lot of value to the value chain. And it is a very appreciated segment of the industry. And from that point of view, what I can say is that the efforts that IFEMA are making to keep all the events going on and giving safety to the participants with very strict protocols, I think it's a very, very important and major contribution to the development of the industry. And I think that by celebrating Fitur in 21 and by celebrating Fitur in 22, we are showing that it is possible to make events, it is possible to travel and to go on with this activity of MICE tourism. And I think it's a good example for other countries and for other cities within our own country, that it's a question of wishing and making it possible, of course, with a big attention to safety protocols and being very responsible about that, but that it is possible to meet together and to make face-to-face events. And it is important that we can make it possible, because the countries and the world needs tourism. Tourism, it's one of the main sources of wealth, also employment, and more important even than that, it's one of the main sources of understanding between peoples of different countries, of different continents, and also is a source of happiness for people. So I think that we as IFEMA, as Fitur, are putting our little contribution, our drop of water to make the sea, and are showing that we can do it if we want. And of course, I repeat, being very, very careful with all these safety protocols, we can do it and do it safe.
Okay. Maria, thank you so much for your time. And I like the last bit of your tourism is not just people traveling, but also bringing people together at the same time, helping to, you know, keep livelihoods and, you know, for families that lost their jobs as a result of the pandemic. Thank you once again, and hope to see you in Madrid soon.
Thank you. I hope to see you soon too. Bye-bye. Bravo Brahma Baka Barado Firi. Guni Bravo Brahma Tlala Kabara Tlala. Bravo Brahma Baka Brahma Wufanche.